Chapter 19. And Yahweh spoke to Musa and to Aaron, saying, "This is the ordinance of the Torah which Yahweh has commanded, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, that they bring you a red heifer without spot, wherein there is no blemish, and has never been yoked, and he shall give her to Eleazar the Kohen, that he may bring her forth outside the camp, and one shall slaughter her before his face. And Eleazar the Kohen shall take of her blood with his finger, and sprinkle of her blood directly before the tent of the appointed time 7 times. And one shall burn the heifer in his sight, her skin and her flesh and her blood with her excrement shall he burn. And the Kohen shall take cedar wood, and hyssop and scarlet, and cast it into the midst of the burning of the heifer. And the Kohen shall wash his clothes, and he shall bathe his flesh in Mayim. And afterwards he shall come into the camp, and the Kohen shall be unclean until the evening. And he that burns her shall wash his clothes in Mayim, and bathe his flesh in Mayim, and shall be unclean until the evening. And a man that is clean shall gather up the ashes of the heifer, and lay them up outside the camp, in a clean place. And it shall be kept for the congregation of the children of Israel, for a Mayim of menstruation, stroke separation, it is for impurity. And he that gathers the ashes of the heifer shall wash his clothes, and be unclean until the evening. And it shall be to the children of Israel, and to the foreigner that lives among them, for a statute forever. He that touches a dead body of any man shall be unclean 7 days. He shall purify himself with it on the 3rd day, and on the 7th day he shall be clean. But if he does not purify himself the 3rd day, then the 7th day he shall not be clean. Whosoever touches a dead body of any man that is dead, and does not purify himself, defiles the tent of Yahweh, and that soul shall be cut off from Israel, because a Mayim of separation was not sprinkled upon him. He shall be unclean. His uncleanness is still upon him. This is the Torah. When a man dies in a tent, all that come into the tent, and all that is in the tent, shall be unclean 7 days. And every open vessel which has no covering bound upon it is unclean. And whosoever touches one that is slain with a sword in the open fields, or a dead body, or a bone of a man, or a grave, shall be unclean 7 days. And for an unclean person, they shall take of the ashes of the burnt heifer of purification for transgression, and running Mayim shall be put into a vessel. And a clean person shall take hyssop, and dip it in the Mayim, and sprinkle it upon the tent, and upon all the vessels, and upon the persons that were there, and upon him that touched a bone, or one slain, or one dead, or a grave. And the clean person shall sprinkle upon the unclean on the 3rd day, and on the 7th day, and on the 7th day he shall purify himself, and wash his clothes, and bathe himself in Mayim, and shall be clean at evening. But the man that shall be unclean, and shall not purify himself, their soul shall be cut off from among the congregation, because he has defiled the sanctuary of Yahweh. The Mayim of separation has not been sprinkled upon him. He is unclean. And it shall be an everlasting statute to them, that he that sprinkles the Mayim of separation shall wash his clothes, and he that touches the Mayim of separation shall be unclean until even. And whatsoever the unclean person touches shall be unclean, and the soul that touches it shall be unclean until evening. Please note that many Christians that hold to Yeshua of Nazareth, the Rabbi, as a heifer, however, the heifer was a female, not a male. Also, anybody that went into a graveyard, irrespective, would be unclean for 7 days. So in order to go into the sanctuary, into the temple, they would need these heifer's ashes. Hence why, today, presently, since we don't have the temple, when the temple will be rebuilt, the heifer sacrifice will be reinstituted, without which we won't be able to enter the sanctuary. End note.